following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Howard, host of The Herd. I just got my wife an iPad. Man, what a great invention. But functionally, it can't replace your office computer. That is, unless you have the Go to My PC app for iPad. It's the missing link. It turns your iPad into your computer. With Go to My PC for iPad by Citrix, you can access your entire office computer from your iPad, work on any program, save, edit, send any file. Go to My PC gives you the freedom and the power to work where, and most importantly, when you want. And it's so easy to get started. Set up in minutes. Okay, I've been using Go to My PC for years. Now my wife has the iPad and the Go to My PC app. It is money. To try Go to My PC free today. Special 45-day free trial offer. iPad users, download the free Go to My PC app from the App Store. Then visit gotomypc.com. Click on the Try It Free button and enter the promo code Colin.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loper Link and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Wednesday, and that means our Husker Lunch, live from Cunningham's Journal and the Loft Courtyard downtown Kearney. And we are on the north side of the bricks. We've had quite a few people join us over the last few Wednesdays. And last week it was anticipation about the Big Ten and about Wisconsin. And I think none of those questions were really answered. All the concerns really kind of came to a head on Saturday night. And Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be on hand today to break things down. And I've talked to Sip since the game on Saturday. And he is on. I get the feeling that Nebraska right now is against Taylor Martinez. It's not just a feeling. I'm just saying, like, if you had a 50-50 percentage, it's more people are wanting to get rid of Taylor Martinez, which I am totally against. Steve Sipple, totally against. So we are in the minority. You can ask Sip about it. He's there every day at practice or, you know, around practice every day, around the team every day, as close to Bo as anybody is. And he will be here on hand today to answer all your questions about what he's found out from the Wisconsin game and the fallout since then, Monday's press conference, what Taylor Martinez has said about everybody not wanting to be in his corner. Really, for the second time in his career, he has come out and said something like that. And then Ohio State is coming in. Big game, obviously, because Nebraska, must win, yeah, if you want to keep your goals intact. As the coach said, our goals are still intact, but they won't be if they don't beat Ohio State on Saturday night. So Steve Sipple will be here. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us a little bit later on in this half hour to talk about high school football. We're also going to have our Loper Link, as we do every Wednesday. We've got another team of distinction coming up. One of the great men's basketball programs teams will be honored, and we've got a lot going on. Jerry Heath, you're going to be honored coming up next weekend. Lucas Dart is going to join us here in just a few minutes from UNK to talk about that. But finally, after figuring out everything he could, staying in Madison, talking to Coach Bielema, talking to Russell Wilson, getting deep into what is going on with that beatdown on Saturday, the Big Daddy is back.
Hey, good to be back. I did not realize until the intro here that that much of Husker Nation had turned on Taylor Martinez. I knew that there were questions he needed to answer, especially about turning the ball over, which is really unacceptable, especially a couple, you throw back across your body. You would have thought after the Oklahoma deal last year, probably wanted to learn that then. And, mistakes you learn by them. Apparently, he didn't learn very much because he did it again. You know what? I got more concerns about our defense than I ever do about Taylor Martinez at this point. Yeah, the three turnovers, and if you could say, okay, they all turned into 21 points. Well, they scored 48. There's still a bunch more points out there than Taylor Martinez.
Why did every turnover have to turn into points?
There you go.
That didn't happen last year. That didn't happen the year before. That's what everybody wants to compare to. Again, Nebraska's defense was so good the last 2 years that anything that's not perfect, again, just gets under the skin of the Husker fan.
Well, one thing that's getting under my skin right now, and maybe it's part of being a Royals fan, and you're listening to Dayton Moore talk about the process. Well, Bo Pelini continues to maintain this is a process. You know what? You don't want to scrap this defense. Go back to the defense you ran a year ago. That seemed to shut people down. You know what? We don't have to. Why do we change our defense because of what they're doing on offense? Don't you do? Isn't that what you always hear? You know what? Our defense is damn good. We're going to do what we do. Let them figure it out.
Why do you think they changed defense? Well, there's no changes on the defensive coordinator. There's no change in the head coach. There's change in personnel. Again, I have to say, I don't think these guys just walked in the day before Tennessee Chattanooga and said, huh, what are we going to do this year, boys? I'm sitting here befuddled. I'm befuddled by what you just said. I don't get it. There's only one national champ. And even LSU, when he was the defensive coordinator, somehow got to play for the national title with two losses and then win the football game. Folks, this is not the 90s. This is not the mid-80s. This is not Jerry Tagge. It doesn't work that way anymore. As soon as Husker fan figures that out, these kind of things are going to be much more acceptable. Now, on the other side of that, you should not get beat 48-17, 24-17, 30-17, on the road, best team in the Big Ten. I can understand where that would be a little bit of difference. And, again, I mentioned yesterday when we were talking with Tony Harper, he said his team just didn't seem like they were ready to play out of the gate. I'm beginning to wonder if that's a coach's cliche or if that's true because I don't understand it. I have not understood it. I've not been a college athlete, but college pro. You know, if you're not ready to go, if Rex Burkhead has to stand up and say, guys, we got to practice harder, there's a problem. There's a problem. You should have to wait to get beat or embarrassed before you come up and say, you know, guys, maybe we can't just walk out there and whip people. What? You go to work for 2 hours a day and practice. 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 If you don't want to get your butt whooped on Saturday, it seems pretty obvious. Devaney wanted smart people. Do we not have smart people on this football team? That's what I'm beginning to think. Players, not coaches, players.
Well, when players say things like, you know, when we watch film, it seems like it's little things catching up with us. And you know, we just got to fix it.
Tackle.
Well, then, you know what? Why are we five games in now still worried about the little things? Don't you clean up the little things after games one and two and three? That's what I don't understand. And you start talking about the little things such as finishing off blocks. I mean, you know, simple things that fundamentally, that's what they go back to. We go back to fundamental football every offseason. That's all you work in. That's all you put your time into. Those are the little things, and apparently they're not doing them very well.
Nebraska opened as a 10-point favorite. They're now an 11-point favorite. And Coach Luke Fickell said that wide receiver Verlon Reed tore his ACL in the loss to Michigan State, so he's out for the season. He was second on the team in catches. So the offense continues to get hurt with the suspension lasting another week of their top running back and receiver that were returning. Now your second receiver is out. Ohio State doesn't look like they're coming in a very solid football team, which is kind of what Nebraska needs. I don't care. I don't care what Ohio State brings. Nebraska just needs to beat them.
Yeah, Nebraska needs, you know, if they give up points this week, there's really going to be people scratching their head. This is not a good offensive football team. Yeah, defensively, if you slow down Michigan State to the extent they did, I guess you give their defense. You know what, I wouldn't be surprised this game. You know, I don't think Nebraska's going to pile up points, but if you don't score 35 points on this team, I think you're going to be hugely disappointed as a Husker fan.
Michigan State scored 10 with Kirk Cousins. What makes you think Nebraska's going to score 35?
Well, apparently we think we're a lot better than Kirk Cousins and Michigan
State.
Apparently that's the feeling out there, don't we? The way we jump. You know what? We actually played. If you go back to Wisconsin, for 26, 25 minutes, we played pretty decent football. Yeah, we gave up some yards and a couple big plays and a couple, you know, amazing catches by Toon. But you know, you go back to the first. You know, where are we finishing out? It's been the direction of this team to take over in the second half, make some adjustments. I still think the deal to try and score before half is just bizarre to me.
Yeah, lay down, quit, stop them. Don't turn it over. You don't send your team out there expecting to make mistakes. Which way do you want to coach?
I want to run the football and get off the field. The momentum had turned.
You know what? We've taken a lead. Now we're down by six.
It looks a lot worse with the way things turned out. There's no doubt about it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox. You can get on Facebook, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Hit the like button. Send us your comments. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's time now for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by our friends at Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance, they've got on-the-farm tire service, foam fill industrial tires. For no more flats or downtime, call Garrett Tires and Treads for all the details, or check them out online at GarrettTire.net. There will be a Loper Lunch tomorrow, the only one of the month, because I think they're getting ready for state cross country in 2 weeks. So this Thursday will be the only Loper Luncheon of the month. Volleyball, football, soccer, cross country coaches will all be on hand. 11:45, they start serving, and then, of course, 12 noon, the coaches will begin speaking. A lot is going on with the Lopers. Shattering State's coming in, but there's also going to be a big event coming up next week, and we talked with Daryl Morris yesterday. We'll talk more about what else is going on with the Lopers, but our campaign director, Lucas Dart from UNK, former Ord Open winner, by the way, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't know. That's got to be towards the top of the resume, doesn't it?
It's at the top, actually.
A small resume. It's at the top.
What did you shoot that day? Can I ask?
No, I think it was a pair of 66s for the weekend or something close to that. So,
not bad, tough conditions. Probably the wind blowing like this, a little cooler.
What a feeling you were out later than Lucas was on that those two nights.
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
I can.
Well, for a while there, and you'll have to maybe give me the exact time, we've been honoring some teams of distinction at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and we're, amazingly enough, getting ready for winter sports. Basketball practices begin here in the next 10 days. But the men's basketball program is planning a reunion over the weekend of October 14th and 15th. They're helping to try and get some scholarships, but also they're going to be together for the team of distinction honor during the Colorado State Pueblo football game, which is going to be huge if everything goes right this weekend. And Jerry Heiser going to be honored as well. Lucas, I guess, talk about how this all came together and why this is the time to do it.
Well, you know, as we've made the transition or began the transition, the MIAA, it became really apparent that not only do we need to raise just general athletic monies privately, but also to reengage our alumni. And that's part of the fundraising process. When we started talking, a group of us here in Kearney, Lauren Killian, Doug Holtmeyer, Jerry Willis, Les Dadalong, and a few other folks, we talked about having an alumni weekend, and we thought, you know, as part of that, we really ought to honor Coach Heiser for what he did for the program over 26 years of time and the great teams that he had. So we thought, well, we can incorporate this, and then also let's honor the 1982 team, a team that did some amazing things. You know, kind of a working-class team, unseeded. They came through that tournament and lost to Biola of California. Had some great players on that team that continued on in the middle of that stretch of time, the 10-year streak where they made the NAIA tournament every year. And so we're going to have an event. We're going to recognize that team, recognize Coach Heiser, have some people say some things about Coach and what he meant to the program, what he meant to NAIA basketball. And in the process, we're going to try to raise some money and try to make up that gap we have at UNK between what we have to offer scholarship-wise in men's basketball and what is allowed in the NCAA Division II and MIAA.
That's interesting because Coach Heiser took it, as you mentioned, from NAIA to Division II, to the RMAC Conference. Now, MIAA, we're in a different transition period to a different conference, to a different athlete, frankly, across the board.
Yeah.
And do you see the excitement out there in us transitioning to a different conference, a little bit closer for fans that want to follow these teams? Do you feel that? I mean, when you're talking to people that donate to the university and care about the university deeply, do you sense an excitement level with them?
Well, absolutely. And already, you know, we've got some plans to ask people for more support. A lot of people have already volunteered their support as part of this effort. The MIAA is really a step up. I mean, to some respect, it's like going into the Big Ten, really, of Division II, if you want to do a comparison. And the resources it's going to take to be successful, I think people need to realize that there is a step up there. There is an excitement. When you talk about those teams that are in that conference, a lot of them are the old Central States Conference that a lot of folks know in the 70s and 80s. I mean, frankly, a lot of people still don't know who the Yarmouk is 17 years into that transition. They know who Pittsburgh State is, Washburn, Emporia, Northwest Missouri, Fort Hays State, of course. So there is an excitement, and it's going to change the game day atmosphere in Kearney, football-wise, basketball-wise, volleyball. All those things are going to be enhanced. It's really an exciting, exciting time. And this basketball weekend that, by the way, anybody can participate in the banquet on the Saturday night, it really provides a focus for what we're trying to do.
Lucas Starr from UNK is joining us here with our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's Journal. We can talk to the coaches. We can talk to the athletic director, John McBride, to Chancellor Christensen. They're all going to have what I would refer to as their spin on moving into the MIAA. What are the boosters saying? What are the alumni saying about concerns going into the MIAA? We talked with Daryl yesterday. You count UNK as an MIAA member. Four of the top 10 football teams in the country in the poll this week are in the MIAA.
Yeah.
There's some pride about winning the Yarmouk Director's Cup and being good and getting shot at postseason, and then you're setting yourself up to really, I mean, you're just getting into loaded, I mean, for the high school kids, you got six top 10 teams in a district. Only one or two can go. That's what's going to happen here in the MIAA. What are the alumni saying about this?
Well, I think they're excited about the challenge, and I know the coaches are as well. I mean, there's always the concern, hey, can we do this? Because, you know, honestly, we've done some pretty incredible things in the Yarmouk and NCAA national tournaments with the resources that we've had. And I think, you know, overall people think, hey, we can do this. We can step up. And there is you mentioned pride. There really is a sense of pride in making this transition. I don't think there's any question that it's going to take the efforts of many to be successful. It's not all just money. We have incredible coaches, a lot of people who could go somewhere else who stay in Kearney. We have great student-athletes. I put ours up against anybody's in the country as far as their work ethic. They're smart kids. They come, they do it for the right reasons. So we get by on a lot of that. When we get in the MIAA, we're going to have a few more athletes. We're going to have to be deeper in all the sports. As you said, the statistic is there. There's no question it's going to be tougher to get on the national stage. But the more people we talk to, they have that sense of nostalgia about what it was for us when we were with those schools back in the day and what it's going to be in the future. It just raises the stage a little bit for us. And the excitement level certainly outpaces the concerns that I hear.
October 14th and 15th is the weekend. The banquet is Saturday night, although there are festivities on Friday night as well.
Yeah, Friday evening, anybody who's interested is welcome to come to the Chicken Coop. A little competition here for Cunningham. But the Chicken Coop basement, we're going to have kind of a no-host deal. Come and if you want a beer, buy your own beer, et cetera, et cetera. And that's at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of the former players and coaches will be there. And then the main event, honoring Coach Hezier, the team of distinction, is Saturday evening, 5 o'clock social hour, Holiday Inn, 6 o'clock banquet and program. We have some speakers. It's $75 to attend. Anybody is welcome to attend. We are going to have a casual atmosphere. Anybody interested in tickets, and we would appreciate greatly advance notice on that, should contact the foundation office. Aaron Sexton is handling those. The number is 698-5270, and we'll get you on the list. There are a number of people I've heard, well, I'm coming. We don't know if you're coming until you're on the list. That makes a guy nervous when he's trying to make sure he has enough food. So the interest has been good, and we appreciate anybody in the community who wants to support basketball and honor the coach and 82 team.
And what a great time to come back, because the people, if you do remember Pittsburgh State, Emporia,
yeah,
Fort Hays, and a lot of those great games, even from the NAIA year, Lauren Killian's going to be there. I mean, Doug Holtmeyer, some of those guys that participate against those schools on games and people out there that fans, when Cushing Coliseum was rocking, and it did rock at one time.
It did.
And you know what? Now the center is an awesome atmosphere and has been full for a lot of games over the years. But those games, you know what? I harken back. It's been Colorado School of Mines and the Yarmouk, period. And it's been Fort Hays.
Yeah.
And you know what, getting back to that, there will be an excitement level.
Yeah, there will be excitement. And, You know, for me personally, I grew up on Kearney basketball, and some of these guys, they were heroes to me. And I think
Metro and Fort Hayes.
Metro,
teams.
Yeah. Well, mine, you know, they stunk most of the time.
Yeah.
They got good at the end. They always,
Sorry, I screwed up. They always
used to make fun of us. They'd say they were going to be our future employers, even though we were beating them up and down the court in the field and everything else. But excitement and iconic people in the community and names that folks know. And there's a chance. I mean, I think it's going to be old home weekend to some extent for folks. And come on out. It's a great opportunity.
It's going to be a great weekend. And come out to the football game, be a part of the basketball festivities, and I guess we'll let you out of here, Lucas, with this. How is Coach Heaser?
He's doing great. I've had a chance to talk to him, and you know, just a really good person who made a great impact on the community, made a great impact on the basketball program and a lot of players, and yeah, it's really an exciting chance to recognize him and say thanks for all that he did for UNK Athletics and Loper Basketball.
Well, Lucas, thanks for the time here today, and anything you need, let us know. And, of course, Lopers.com has all kinds of information, and things are going well for all the university kids right now and the athletes, so we'll look forward to next weekend.
I appreciate all your guys' coverage. Thank you.
You bet. Lucas Dart joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the campaign director and UNK. He's all over the country sometimes talking to Loper alumni and getting them ready for Hawaii. UNK volleyball got done what they needed to do over the weekend. They beat two nationally ranked teams, and because UNK is so good, those nationally ranked teams stayed exactly where they were, Metro 9th and Regis 22nd. They are on the road for two games beginning tomorrow at Chadron State. Football team hosting Chadron State, the highest ever ranking for the Lopers, fourth in the country, 5-0 for the first time since 1967. They will be hosting Chadron State on Nebraska Educational Television Saturday. That game is at 12 noon. The UNK doubles team of Josh Raymond and Yeswant Nadala. I always get close on these, and they come up twice or three times a year. And
you got it. Yes, Juan. Good buddy.
Yeah, well, they are headed to the Nationals in Alabama, so congratulations to them. So they are headed that way as well. Also, the cross-country team is staying busy. They're at the RMAC Championships in Denver towards the end of the month, so they're kind of in a downtime right now. Golf has wound down as well. The women finished up 12th in Omaha earlier this week. So that's where we are at. Soccer team keeping busy. They are going to hit the road at Colorado Springs Friday and then out to New Mexico Highlands Sunday. Congratulations for that trip. You have to take it once every other year. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Loper Link brought to you by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliances. Check them out online at garretttire.net. And Russ Smith of Charter West National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. It is Husker Lunch Day here at Cunningham's Journal. Come out and see us. Grab some lunch. Get here early. Get a good seat. Get your questions ready for Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. We're talking Nebraska, Wisconsin. We're talking Nebraska, Ohio State. We're talking Taylor Martinez and Breon Carnes. We're talking whatever you want, Husker fan. This is your forum. This is your chance. It's free. You buy your own lunch. Steve Sipple's going to be here answering all your questions coming up at 12 noon, and we'll be back with the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Have you been thinking about buying or starting a business? Sport Clips Haircuts may be your answer.
How strong a franchise is Sport Clips?
Sport Clips has been an Entrepreneur Magazine Top 500 franchise for 13 consecutive years with more than 800 stores nationwide.
Is Sport Clips right for me?
Sport Clips is a manager-run model with outstanding support. No industry or haircutting experience is necessary, and you can even keep your current job. Visit onasportclips.com to learn more. That's onasportclips.com.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-322-6112. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-322-6112. 1-800-322-6112.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed.
Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Shaw tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories a true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Hi, Mom. I'm home.
Oh, hi, honey. How was work today?
Horrible. People kept driving by and laughing.
Why would they do that?
You do know what I do, right? I'm spending my summer standing on the corner in a chicken suit dancing around with a sign.
That was you?
Need a vacation from your summer vacation? Have some fun with Charter On Demand. Hundreds of movies, music videos, and Comedy Central on demand. All waiting for you on Channel 1.
The Doug and Daddy Show. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, I've had calls and I've had emails about whether to air Major League Baseball playoffs and whether not to, and we got a couple more in here. Some of the Scott Van Pelt fans, some of the Jim Rome fans, some aren't. Some want to hear baseball, but we will have a doubleheader of baseball today in the National League. Pre-game at 4:30, first pitch 5:07, Cardinals-Phillies, followed by the Diamondbacks and the Brewers. And as we said yesterday, A.J. Burnett, there's no way he can help the Yankees.
Jesus, really? Curtis Granderson, there you go.
Yeah, it was a great outing for him last night. They get the win they needed, and now back to Yankee Stadium.
Daddy, let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Crick can't do it all by himself, and who is the O-line coach? Well, we get multiple O-line coaches now.
Yeah, Brandon Stye's there, John Garrison's there, Barney Cotton's there. They can each take the left. One can take the left, one can take the side, and then one of them watches Caputo.
That's not hard to do. We are at our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Stop by and see us today. Steve Civil, Lincoln Journal star, is going to join us here towards the end of the program, and then he will go live here at Cunningham's, talking to the crowd, giving his thoughts on what happened Saturday night there from the press box in Madison. How was Jump Around, by the way?
Jump Around was actually intense. I was glad when Jump Around stopped, because I'm telling you, the press box moves, and it's an old press box. You think the thing is coming down. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the gentlemen sitting in front of me said, "Hey, Tony, get ready. This will be a treat." And it was kind of like, hold on, because you're going to go for a little ride here. It was intense. It was a really, really cool deal for college football. Much, much cooler than the fans and the treatment they provided to people.
If you got a question for Bob Jensen of Husker Land Prep Report, please fire it to us via the email. You got a question for Steve Sipple or just a sports comment in general, the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining here on the Breaks downtown Kearney. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch. We cruised on down here in our Midway 2010 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ crew cab with that victory red exterior, Husker red, ebony leather interior for the black shirts, dual climate control Z71 package with the GM accessories, and plus tinted windows, 315 pounds of horsepower, 21 miles per gallon on the highway, just under 10,000 pounds of towing capacity. If you want a great vehicle like that, whether it's a truck, a car, new, pre-owned, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, is the place to be on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
For this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
And it is Wednesday, and we are ready to talk a little high school football here with, in our 22nd year, the publisher of Huskerland Prep Report, Bob Jensen. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Wednesday. Good morning, Robert.
Duda, good day. Let's get it on.
You know, Daddy's here, too, and he says hi.
Hey, Tony, you know I love you, baby. Okay? It's nothing personal.
I love you very much too, Robert. Bob, obviously, you know, we look at these schedules, and last week and the week before, Doug and I, we talk about this every week. The lopsided scores, will they start to become more competitive? Your overall thoughts on the haves and have-nots this year?
Well, it's kind of the same old thing we've been talking about. I mean, you have a depressed number of kids going out for the sport. You've got some places where tradition almost dictates that you're going to be good. You've got other places that struggle. And football's hard work. And maybe we just don't have as many people out for the sport, maybe in part for that, maybe because they're busy with other things. But the fact is that we don't have as many kids out, and when you're in a situation like that, the cream is definitely not only going to rise to the top, it's going to rocket to the top. And there are some places, the news about Morrill's football program this week going under. They were trying to play 11-man football with 15 guys on their roster as of last week, got two more hurt, had a meeting Monday night, and they're done. That is an extreme example, but, you know, you guys go to a lot of games. A lot of our people listening go to a lot of games. You look on the sideline, you don't necessarily see a lot of extra kids standing around. And so if you're blessed to have a core of exceptional, you know, athletes, and when I say core, I don't mean 9 or 10. I mean like 4. You can get a lot of business done, especially if you're playing 8-man football.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about some of the things that we did see last week. One of the games that we thought would be featured, Kennesaw-Shelton. You've had Kennesaw ranked a little higher than the state's newspapers, and I think they went out and proved that they are deserving of a very high ranking, a very good performance in Kennesaw's toughest test to date.
Yeah, it was. I mean, because Shelton's a good football team. And, you know, little things make a big difference. One play is not necessarily going to change a 30-point spread, but it is the fact that Shelton got his hands on the ball first time, went right down the field and scored on a 30-yard run by Luke Glenn. And you're thinking, hey, well, now you know, we're getting somewhere, only to find out there's a penalty on that. Really, Shelton's offense didn't get on track after that at all, with limited exception. And Kennesaw's just got a good class. We're talking about having a core. Well, their core, not only do they have a core of good players, they have a core of good senior players. And a couple of them are exceptional. When you've got a difference maker like Snitzler, quarterback, that obviously is going to get a lot of things done. I just think Kennesaw is about as Class D1 is about as undefined a class as there is. Something to keep an eye on. Creighton, the defending state runners-up last year, got beat in the opening week of the season. They got beat again. Well, part of the reason was they were minus 4 starters, and one of them is Jordan Morrill, their running back, who was actually, or Jacob Morrill, actually, who was an All-State caliber running back, a preseason All-Stater. He's back. He's running for 180, 200 yards a game. Creighton's winning, scoring a lot of points, and they're going to, you know, go into a full-court press here. But, you know, the door is open for somebody like a Kennesaw or, you know, out our way, a South Loop, to, really make a name for itself in that class this year.
Bob, I'm going to switch my attention to Class B. Is it true they're being called the Heart Attack Huskies in Aurora?
I'll tell you what, I wrote about that earlier this week, and I stand by my earlier statement. Coach Hubert's about got to be out of Tums. It seems like every week it comes down to the last couple minutes, and a 2-point conversion decides what's going to happen. And I think Aurora is 2-1 in games like that. They beat Gehring last week by stopping Gehring on their 2-point try. You know, it's been quite a deal. You know, you throw in the double overtime against McCook, and, you know, that's just an unbelievable stretch of games. Aurora's, you know, managed to do pretty well. You know, they're 4-2. That's a good football team. We happen to think they're a top 10 team still. In a class that's getting, that looks like it's starting to get a little bit top heavy. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you, I'm going to switch gears on you there, Daddy, and that is talking about Aurora, talk about B. A team that I probably underestimated was Gretna. Gretna has really, in Class B, Gretna's, if there's a team that's rising with a bullet, as they say in the world of rock and roll music, that's them. Last week, they just destroyed Blair. Now, granted, Blair played two tough games and were playing without their most of the game without their all-state, Jake Shaney. But, you know, Gretna's an exceptional football team. You know, it's a team that a group of athletes, talking about core of athletes, they were state runners-up in basketball. They won both baseball titles last year, so they're used to winning.
Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep Report, joins us every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch. Let's move on and take a look at what's going on this week. We've been talking about maybe some of the teams that have taken the nosedive. Well, there's a couple of teams that are going to face off this week that are vastly improved from last year in the Fort Kearney Conference. Elm Creek probably even more so than Elwood. It just shows you that in the eight-man game, things can turn around one way or the other in a hurry. But how about some love for Stan Whistle in Elm Creek?
Yeah, well, Stan, he's a pretty wily old young man. Stan is a wily young man. He's been around the block a time or two. And I talked to Stan at the start of the season. He said, you know, the one thing he knew that would not happen, he said there's no way as many things could go wrong as they did last year. And, you know, Elm Creek has got some good young athletes. You know, the Bartling kid is, by all accounts, one of the better young athletes in the class. He's also one of the better tackling linebackers in the class. Zach Crowley is a nice athlete. You know, Dalton Meyer is a real intense player, a leader, a kid who's really, really helped kind of manage that team, put them into a good place, and you know they're bringing the whip. You know they probably could have very easily won that first game against Burwell. They've won four in a row since, and you know there's a lot of attention on Alma, and of course they play Overton this week, and that's a trip down memory lane. But Elm Creek's waiting in the bushes, and depending on what happens here in Overton on Friday, you know Elm Creek is in a position to, you know, they will hold the cards. They will have a chance to play Overton and Alma to close out the season. I don't believe Stan referred to that as an opportunity earlier, actually. But it is an opportunity. And Elm Creek, I don't know. What's to say they can't deliver the goods?
Bob, I'm going to stay in the eight-man ranks with you. One more game, Amherst at Loomis. I watched Amherst play Bertrand. That's a decent football team. Can they stay with the Wolves?
Well, I think, you know, you've probably got to go with Loomis to win that ball game. You know, Loomis has lost to a couple pretty good teams. But I think that it's one of those things where, you know, Amherst has got some pieces. And it's a tough team. You know, the Taubenheim kid is a tough kid. They've done some good things against some pretty decent competition. And, yeah, you know, if it's not for that interception return against Bertrand, maybe that game turns out different. But I would expect that Amherst will make Loomis work for it, and in the end, Loomis wins.
Bertrand suffered their first loss of the year last week while Daddy was up in Madison, so I just, you know, wanted to point that out as well. But Bob Jensen is with us here. Let's expand it here. Let's get to what could be some really good games. Maybe some luster of the St. Pat's-Cambridge game has been taken off because Kearney Catholic beat them both, so they're not 1-2 in the state, as many people thought they would be at this time of the year. And then it's Norfolk Catholic-Pierce week. Why don't you give me a couple nuggets on those?
Well, those are fantastic games. It's a shame that both in the same week and hundreds of miles apart. Last year, I saw to see St. Pat's and Cambridge. This year, I'm going to go up to Pierce and see Norfolk Catholic play. St. Pat's, I talked with Coach Kevin Dodson earlier this week, and he referred to the loss to Kearney Catholic as a slap in the face, one that woke his team up. He's seen a better focus. He's seen better weeks of practice. He feels like maybe they're now actually the sort of team that he thought they'd be all along. He said that this is the healthiest his team has been in 3 weeks, and so they're feeling good about it. I talked to Josh Graves, the coach down at Cambridge, and Josh just told me, he said, I think we've got a really, really talented football team that has a little bit of a focus issue, and when they are focused and elect to maybe give it all they got, they can play exceptional football. And that night against Kearney Catholic, apparently none of that was true, because Kearney Catholic routed Cambridge. Is a point that has been talked about on a consistent basis at Cambridge the last few weeks, and I know that trying to make things right against St. Pat's, a great rivalry game anyway, would set awfully well. I like St. Pat's to win that ball game. I've liked St. Pat's a lot during the season. In that Kearney Catholic game, was a good ball game, one that kind of turned, as far as I was concerned, right down the goal line when Kearney Catholic was able to hold St. Pat's to a field goal, kind of turn the game around. As far as Norfolk Catholic and Pierce, Norfolk Catholic's the best team in C1. And if they're a 10, then I'm guessing Pierce is like an 8.5, and they're the second best team. That's just my take on that. All that might not matter very much on Friday. I'm sure that many of your listeners, I know you guys know about what happened last week. Pierce's all-state linebacker, a kid by the name of Shelton Dvorak, a tough little kid, 165 pounds, led the team in tackles last year, is leading the team in tackles this year, suffered a brain injury that led him to be life-flighted to Lincoln. He was placed in a medical coma and was there. It was still in that coma the last time I had talked to Coach Mark Bramer, which was yesterday. They've seen awfully good signs. He's making progress. They're being awfully cautious, of course, but it was a profound injury. And Mark just told me that he's not sure what to expect on Friday. He'd like to think that those kids are going to rally around Shelton's injury the way that he believes that Shelton would have rallied around one of them. But, kids are kids and human beings are human beings. How they'll respond is anybody's guess. It's going to be an awfully emotional night at Pierce. It's also probably the best game of the year. Most years it is. Norfolk Catholic and Pierce is, for my money, the best rivalry in the state. But all of that certainly shines a different light on it. And, of course, your prayers go out to Shelton and his family. He's a kid I've had a chance to interview. He's a real nice kid. He's a tough kid. He's a competitor. And, that's going to serve him well as he tries to make himself better.
Yeah, you never want to hear things like that, and hopefully things go well in that community and anywhere that anybody's been banged up, because that's happened a couple of times, not quite that severe, but a couple of kids that we've had to write about or read about on Saturday and Sunday and Monday just to kind of update them on their progress. Bob, before we let you go here, I want to take a look. Again, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The matchups in our area are just not good. I mean, if there was point spreads on high school games this week, there'd be hardly any of them that would be under 21 points. Grand Island against Lincoln High, Kearney against a struggling North Platte team. But York and Hastings are both 2-4 and really need this win if they want to stay in the hunt for a playoff. York seemed to be heading the right way, but they've dropped their last three. Hastings let one get away from them in a painful way last week against Elias. Can Clem Snodgrass's team even be thinking playoffs?
Well, they can think it. They sure can think it. I'm all for that. That's going to be an interesting game. I mean, they're in the same district with Aurora, and Aurora is prohibitive, maybe a little bit strong, because Aurora has shown some vulnerability during the course of the season. They've managed to clean up their messes most of the time, and as we said, they're 4-2. But I saw York play a little bit last week, actually, against Adams Central. And, Glenn's got some athletes. Glenn's got some athletes, and one thing we know about it, Glenn Snodgrass knows how to prepare a football team. They kind of had Adams Central on the ropes. And I don't know. I think that's a game that York can win. And, if you get a win, you're one step closer to where you want to be. Northwest is the other team in that district. And I wouldn't feel terrible about saying that York's the second-best team in that district. and then who knows what happens.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. Bob, you're the best as always. Safe travels on Friday night. Look forward to perhaps catching up with you on the scoreboard show.
Yeah, absolutely, boys. Good to talk to you. Have a good week.
Folks, to check him out online, it's Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. You can go to Huskerland's website, and let me hook you up with the address, huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. Daily updates. There's a lot that goes on in the weekly magazine, all the stats, all the rankings, all the photos, all the comments, the special features. Breaks the state into four different districts and has updates and games of the week from each district. It's great stuff, folks. For more information, go to huskerlandpreps.rivals.com.
I'm sure that there'll be somebody that steps up and surprises this week in the high school ranks, Doug, but you're right. You look up and down there, you're thinking,
no,
wow. There won't be.
We should ask Bob about Central Catholic Sandy Creek. That's the one game I think could be a changing of the guard there. Central Catholic has really not done what they had wanted to do this year. They're 2-3. Sandy Creek's 3-2. Tat Sandy Creek might get a call there if you need one, if you know what I mean.
That's what you'd worry about.
You better take care of business, Central Catholic. That's what I'm saying, because Sandy Creek's a tough place to play and win in any sport.
Well, you know what? I hope down the stretch here we get a few better matchups and a few more games for us to pick from.
I think there's going to be next week. I think it's going to be some pretty good matchups. But we had kind of in the first week of districts, you just happened to have a lot of games that on paper were for district championships, and there are a few more of those are going to be next week. We have this week and two more to go. A lot of football out there, and we hope you enjoy it wherever you're at. Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull will be the game right here on ESPN Radio as the Stars take on the Cardinals on Friday night. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. We are in our Husker Lunch venue, which is Cunningham's Journal in the loft here in Kearney. Folks starting to roll in. We suggest you roll in about this time so you can get your lunch ordered from their full menu in the kitchen. I went with the steak tips last week, Daddy.
I went with the Philly wrap.
Went with the wrap.
What is
a Philly wrap? Is that a DJ Jazzy Jeff type of wrap? Is that a Fresh Prince wrap?
I think it'd be more Fresh Prince style.
There you go. You can get a
or
pizza.
Jeffrey.
You can get some pizza. You can get whatever you want. I had a little salmon pasta deal here a couple of weeks ago. I wish I could tell you how good it was, because it was excellent. I mean, pasta, a little bacon wrapped salmon.
Maybe you're going to play golf in this wind this afternoon. You just need a cold beer to start things off. Right here, it's coldest in town, guaranteed.
And there's no doubt about it. Maybe a little meat in your belly to keep you simmered down, keep you settled so that wind don't blow you over. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'd love to have you join us here for our Husker Lunch. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star, will be on hand. We'll talk to him here in just a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show about that and about what's going on in the world of sports. But right now, we need to take a break. We're back after this.
And I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra, full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news! Full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon as we'll stay with sunshine at some highs in the mid-80s. South winds also increased around 15 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, there's an isolated chance of a storm late. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you for our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. Come down and see us folks rolling in to talk Wisconsin football. Remember, if you want to ask Sip some questions, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, is here. We'll talk to him on the program in a few minutes, and then he'll be answering your questions as long as you want. He's going to be here, have you home, or have you back to work by 1 o'clock. Come in, enjoy a great lunch out of the full kitchen here at Cunningham's. And again, as we said, he's kind of on the side of Nebraska. He doesn't see anything. Well, he sees some things, but he's not panicking, I guess is the word, like some folks. Daddy, seriously, I want to bring this up because I know you're having so much fun with Missouri. Missouri, Brady Deaton, who had been head of the Big 12 for the universities, steps down. And now Missouri, for some reason, has voted to give him the power to look elsewhere. Again, still nobody wants Missouri, right?
I'm considering going to the prom with the hottest girl, though she has no interest in me. I would really like to go to the prom with the hottest girl, which is the SEC, but they don't have any interest in me. You can still say, well, they're interested in us. There's been talks. Well, you know, obviously the talks are about the market areas of being Kansas City and St. Louis and the TV markets if they're going to have an SEC network, because you've got to bring something to the table. I'm telling you right now, if Steve Sipple didn't produce an article in 6 months of the Journal Star, the Journal Star would find somebody else that would produce an article. You've got to produce something. Missouri has produced nothing in the way of the SEC. I don't know what attraction they would bring as far as the SEC is concerned in anything.
And by the way, congratulations to UNK's Jake Spitzelberger. He's been named the RMAC Athlete of the Month. Maybe as great as he is, he's still undervalued and flying under the radar when it comes to coverage across this area and across the state of Nebraska. But right now he's leading one of the top leaders in the country in total offense and rushing yards for a quarterback. Rushing yards for anybody, but he's, of course, the quarterback that has led the Lopers to their highest ever Division II ranking. He's on pace to break UNK's all-time record for career rushing touchdowns. He's already the all-time leader in rushing yards by a quarterback, and he'll end his career virtually second in every major passing category. And Coach Morris had some really good things to say about him yesterday. Other conference players of the week, Hastings College in volleyball, Shayna Shocker, the player of the week of the GPAC, Haley Beardsley, the setter of the week, Jessica Carlson and Tanea Housden from just down the road. They are the soccer players of the week in the conference. Hastings Volleyball is hosting Midland, who leads the conference tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. That gets underway at 7 o'clock. Katie Higgins, 32 kills for Kearney High last night in a very tight four-set victory over Aurora. There was some good volleyball last night.
Minden defeating Wood River in a battle of top five teams last night as well. And in district golf, Katie Hogren of Hastings has qualified for state out of the A4 at Lachlan, the B3 at York. York Holdridge and Adams Central qualify as teams. Madison York as the individual champion there. Danielle Lemick, as I predicted, would go lower than 70. She shoots 69 yesterday at Central City to win by a mere 22 shots. Unfortunately, her team didn't make it this year. They finished fourth. The top three go Central Catholic, Boone Central, and Central City on their home course. Qualify for state next week. And there was a lot of cross-country run yesterday. A lot of conferences were getting ready for district. State just 2 weeks from Friday at the Kearney Country Club. Kearney boys and girls sweep the titles at the Columbus Invite. Fremont was there, so that's a big win. Blue Platte Conference, Ravenna girls are the winner, followed by Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. J.C. Zorb of Ravenna, individual winner. Dylan Eckel of Gibbon, the winner on the boys' side. Ord captures the boys' team title, followed by Gibbon and Adams Central. And the Kearney tennis team completed a perfect regular season yesterday with a sweep over Norfolk.
Well, there you go. Doug, we're running late on time. I know people out there still coming in for the Husker line. You still got time. Stephen M. Sipple is going to answer all your hard questions. He has been in close contact with the leaders at the university. He knows how they're going to fix this problem. He will relay that to you.
What problem? What problem are they going to fix? What problem are they going to fix? We're going to talk with the SIP here in just a moment, but folks, we talked about the sweep of the Kearney tennis team. How about what's sweeping your field? Not 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. It's the hydraulics from T&L Irrigation, and right now you can invest in the best with their quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during their harvest special going on now. T&L dealers are located throughout mid-Nebraska, throughout central Nebraska, and of course, the home base right there in Hastings. Saw Clark last night at the volleyball game. He was walking around doing the T&L sprinkler. I mean, I don't know why. I thought maybe it was just a little music going on. But T&L Irrigation, the place to be. Check them out online, TLIRR.com. If you do not have a T&L irrigation system, why not? It's the best in the business. They want to explain to you why it is. Take some of your time, save you money, give you a system that's going to last you 20-plus years in your field. Your chance to make more money, and who doesn't want to do that? T&L Irrigation. We're back with Steve Sipple, our Husker Lunch. Join us here at Cunningham's Journal. We're back after this.
Alan Coward, did you know that you can now wirelessly stream movies, music, news, and more from the internet directly to your HD TV? Well, with an award-winning Vizio internet apps-enabled HD TVs, it's all possible. They even include a cool remote with a slide-out keyboard, making it a breeze to update your Facebook status or send a tweet. Vizio stands for Entertainment Freedom for All and is committed to bringing feature-rich consumer electronics to you at a value. Go to Vizio.com to learn more. Need a TV? Make it a Vizio.
When you're swinging a baseball bat, the more you hit, the better. When you're driving a car, not so much. That's why Monroe urges everyone to replace their worn shocks at 50,000 miles. Worn shocks not only affect ride comfort, they may also affect your car's ability to stop. And when you buy qualifying Monroe shocks or struts between September 1st and October 31st, you get up to $125 back by mail-in rebate. It's the extra savings you need and the extra safety you need more. Restrictions apply. Actual mileage may vary. Mail-in promotion details available at Monroe.com.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
This weather report is brought to you by Platte Valley State Bank of Kearney.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
A wind advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon as we'll stay with sunshine at some highs in the mid-80s. South winds also increased around 15 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, there's an isolated chance of a storm late. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Cunningham's Journal, getting ready for our Husker lunch here in just a few minutes. Steve Sipple will be talking to all the folks here at Cunningham's, answering their questions, talking a little bit of Husker football, and there's still plenty of time for you to roll in, enjoy a great lunch here today, Tony, and talk some Husker football. Folks, you've been calling the show, you've been emailing the show, you've been on the blogs, you've been either frustrated or you've been defending this Nebraska football team after their first loss. If you want to talk Husker football, this is the place to be today. Slide on down. Still room for you here at Cunningham's. Love to have you aboard.
Well, Doug, I'll go back to my initial feeling after the game was just a huge punch in the stomach. You're taken back a little bit going, wow, again, national TV. It happened to us again when I actually thought going in we had a great chance not only to compete but to come out on top in that game. Once it wore off, I didn't want anybody fired. I didn't want anybody benched. I just thought, hey, we got to go back and start, you know, fixing and cleaning up some things. Now, there's a lot of things to clean up, but Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star joins us right now. Your initial reaction right after the game was what?
Well, my initial reaction was panic because I had a deadline, but I got it right. But no, here's the thing. I'm always surprised by the reaction. I didn't pick Nebraska. I thought Wisconsin would win the game. I thought they could have won it. You know, going in, I thought Wisconsin could win this comfortably. So I really wasn't surprised. I mean, I knew what they had in Russell Wilson. I think you guys knew what they had. So I wasn't surprised. I think Nebraska fans are upset by the way it transpired, and mainly the way the loss transpired, and mainly with the way Taylor played. It seems like they're directing a lot of that, their anger towards Taylor, which I think is somewhat unfair when you look at the way the defense played. But nobody's really talking much about the defense. I don't know. Maybe my perception's wrong.
Well, as Bo said, though, I'm more worried about the defense than I am the offense, as he said in his post-game comments. We knew Russell Wilson was good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I knew that he was that good. So yeah. This is where my gray area is. Is what? Russell Wilson that good? Is Nebraska's secondary that bad? Is it somewhere in between? That's the one thing I still haven't been able to put a handle on, although I think Russell Wilson is that good.
I don't think it's in between. I think it's both. I think Russell Wilson's really good, and I think the secondary's got some major issues. And they're not issues that are going to go away overnight. They probably just got to find a way to manage it. I mean, on a week-to-week basis, because I don't think it's going to become a real good secondary. They might prove me wrong, but they're going to have, you know, Bo and the defensive staff are going to have to figure out how to kind of work around them. It's not easy.
Supposed to be the best defense ever. Carl said that this summer.
Carl was wrong. I mean, he did say that. He said we had a chance. He said we had a chance to be the best defense we've had since we've been here. Well, that encompasses a two top 10 defenses, essentially. And they're nowhere near that. And I don't think that they anticipated. And when he said that, I went back and read that article in which those quotes were. He counted on, I mean, he really looked at the fact they had Crick up front, David in the second level, and Dennard on the third. Now, he probably didn't, in making those comments, didn't take into account, well, obviously, that Dennard was going to miss the first three games. And what you have around the guy, you know. I mean, the fact that, we go to this all the time, but I think we underestimated Haig, Gomes, and Emma Kamara's loss, the loss of those three guys.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, too, when you're a fan out there and you never played a down of any football in your life, let alone Division One football, to be able to sit there and go, boy, it's just apparent to me Sean Fisher sucks. Austin Cassidy's totally lost. He's on a different planet most of the time and on down the line and just tear the defense apart. Now, it certainly looks like Sean Fisher may be a step behind. We can break it down a lot of ways. It looks that way. Cassidy, for a few plays, he's right there. In other plays, I don't know if he's not on the same page as Bo is or Carl is in the defensive scheme. But he's certainly well out of position, and you know, people have said, you know, that's rule number one, goes down the middle. You cannot let people get behind you. That's rule number one of any defense. They were behind him twice right down the middle of the field.
They're having major communication issues, and they say that. I mean, D.J. Smith says it in today's paper. They're having breakdowns in communication for whatever reason. They're not on the same page. And so it's really unfair to single out one or two guys. It's not here. I mean, when you look at the game the other day, I mean, both said there's really only one guy that played a real good game, Devontae Davis. One guy played a really good game. I thought, when I looked at it, I thought the two interior defenders, Crick and Sankler, were all right. I didn't think they played well. I didn't think the ends played particularly well.
Crick had held on every play.
He held a lot. And then on the second level, I thought David played well, and every, you know, I think played good besides that or bad, you know. As good as far as I go. And on the back level, they just once again didn't play well. And Dennard, you know, Dennard didn't play all that well. You know, he said yesterday he's still a little rusty technique-wise. And I didn't think he was moving that well. But so, hey, they got issues on defense.
Chip, I go to the Den Popper inbox. Trent chimes in and says, hearing Fisher has been demoted and Whaley / Martin to split time at the Joker position between linebacker and LOS, or I don't know what that is right off my top, but whatever.
LOS, I don't know what that is. That's possible. I know that, and I don't want to comment on changes that I'm hearing about, only that there's going to be changes. I mean, I think you're going to see them. They're working on different things. But to say right now what they're going to be would probably, I don't want to do that.
Steve Simple with us.
It'd be Adam, guys.
Sip with us for another minute here, and then we're filling up at Cunningham, so we'll turn them over to the folks here at Cunningham's Journal to talk about what's going on, but we got to get a quick thought about Ohio State.
Yeah.
They're in shambles on and off the field. Nebraska, we talked about last week, heck, Vegas had it, right? We're a 10-point dog. Nebraska goes out and loses. I got to feel pretty good that we're a 10 now, an 11-point favorite, with now another receiver going out yesterday with the ACL tear.
Yeah, what's that guy's name? Verlin.
Ohio State's in a little bit of trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
His name is Verlin Reed.
Verlin Reed. Ohio State will come in here and probably keep things very simple on offense, I would suspect, try to run the ball, and win with their defense and special teams. Like Texas did last year. I think the game plan.
Thank you for making me throw up in my mouth. I mentioned.
Well, I think the game plan will be similar to what Texas did. They don't have much offensively now. They're pretty good at running back, so they'll try to run. Their line, they're supposed to be good, but it's a line that allowed sacks last week against Michigan State and didn't play well. They have a couple. I mean, Mike Brewster's their center. He's an all Big Ten player with a huge recruit. He's a senior now. Mike Adams is a very good left tackle, and he's back. He's been suspended, but he's a big time player. And they're supposed to be good up there, but they haven't been that good this year. So, you know, they're supposed to get DeVire Posey back, didn't get him back. They're supposed to get Dan Heron back, didn't get him back. Dan Heron's an all Big Ten running back. He was good. So Nebraska's fortunate that guys like that aren't out there.
Well, Sip, we'll let you turn over to the folks here at Cunningham's, and great to see you, and we'll see you in the press box on Saturday.
Hey, Doug, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Daddy. Take care.
Steve Simple,
fair enough.
The Lincoln Journal star, just leaving the big fella hanging out to dry. Thank God you got your. Now, what'd you bring back? What did you? Is it legal to talk about what you smuggled back from Wisconsin?
No, you know, if I don't see a sausage or bratwurst for a while, I'm okay with that.
How were the cheese curds?
Cheese curds were delicious. I only ate them twice for dietary reasons. But,
Merritt, let's get out of here. That's going to be it for the Doug and Daddy Show here today, and we're going to still be here until 1:00 at Cunningham's Journal, talking Husker football, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Ohio State, breaking down the positions, possible changes that could be coming the Nebraska football team's way. Is Tim Beck making mistakes in his first year? He's still learning. I don't know about mistakes, Breon Carnes. As we said yesterday, I don't think Breon, if Taylor got hurt in practice today, I don't think Breon's your starter on Saturday. And are we taking that defense for granted? Did the coaches take that defense for granted, as you talked about, Daddy, as well? We'll talk about all of that and more coming up. We want to thank Lucas Dart from UNK Campaign Director coming in, talking about next week's distinction, team of distinction with the basketball squad, for joining us today. And Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Tomorrow, the voice of Ohio State's going to join us. Yeah,
Paul Keel joins us, so we're looking forward to that.
Also, fantasy football with Jeff Erickson. Send in your email questions for fantasy football. We're getting into the bye week, so you're going to need to fill in some roster spots. Jeff Erickson from RotoWire will join us. Mike Perenio on Friday's show from the Mandalay Bay to give us the very latest as well.
We'll see if he's okay after Sunday's late games kicked them right in the face. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!